Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here, so much more importantly, a man who spent 15 years in the NFL, and which is a huge accomplishment. And he played for his hometown team, the Redskins, and, well, at the time, the Redskins, now the Washington Football Club, and the 49ers, of course, and what a career he had. Amazing tight end and just a terrific talent. He's also an entrepreneur. We're going to just ask him to tell us a little bit about that in a little bit. But most importantly, he can dance. And I mean, he can dance. And Dancing with the Stars will prove that, or he'll prove that on Dancing with the Stars, as he is already. And Vernon Davis is our very special guest. And he needs your vote, guys. It's a popularity contest, so he needs your vote. Vernon Davis, how are you?
Good, doing really well. Thanks for having me.
So how are you doing? I'm sure it's not as rigorous as getting ready for Sundays and Monday nights, but it's got to be a little tense preparing for all of this. This is serious stuff.
No, this is serious stuff. This is it's a lot. I wish it was something I pursued while I was playing football, because I feel like it could really help me. You know, I find that dancing, you know, you're moving so much in so many different ways, and you don't have to stretch as much. I mean, it's helpful to stretch, but your body you're moving, and it's just awesome. It's crazy, like the journey that I've been on, just learning about myself and, you know, learning how to dance, and just knowing that I can go out there and I can do anything I put my mind to if I just go with it and just do it.
Are you sharing that with some of the guys that are still playing and guys that you either played with or you got to know? Are you telling them, hey, you know, this isn't a bad idea. Do a little bit of dancing and it could help your game.
Yeah, you know what? I had a chance. You know, with the schedule that I have, I haven't really had much time to really talk to people as much, because I'm always dancing. I'm always with the media, and I'm dedicating so much time to the craft, and it's been hard to really get in with people. But it is something that I want to encourage football players and just ball players in general to pursue, because it can really help them out in their game.
You know, I think that's great that you said that, because I mean, everything that I know about you, this first time we're talking, but I've been following your career from day one, and you've always been known as being dedicated, and you know, you're ripped, you're in great shape, you're a student of the game and everything else. So I mean, it's the same thing. You transfer that, I guess, that same mindset on to dancing, and you know, again, it's serious business. What you guys do out there, and I don't mean just you and your partner, I'm talking about what all the folks that are going on there and taking it seriously and doing it the right way. I'm telling you, it's like athletic preparation. And you know, if you can, the difference between, I guess, mentally, between doing what you have to do, knowing that you're not going to get smashed by a linebacker or you know, a defensive end, but at the same time, you know, there's a little bit more attention. Everything's on you. You don't have, you know, 10 other guys on your team, on your side doing it. It's you and a partner. A different mindset, I imagine, going into battle, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a totally different mindset. You don't have to worry about getting hit, or, you know, worry about other guys or anything like that. She's your partner. You just focus on her, focus on the moves and steps that you guys have to take, and make sure that you hold each other accountable. Make sure that I'm taking the proper steps so that we're on the same page. So it's a lot of thinking involved, a lot, very strategic, and most importantly, making sure that you're well prepared.
Now, were you watching the show? I don't know if you want to say it or not, but were you watching the show prior to being involved with the show, or is this brand new for you?
No, I've watched the show quite a bit. I watched it in the past. Kind of, I've had some years where I didn't watch, but I'm definitely familiar with the show. It's a big show, so I knew about it, and I just didn't know the details of the show, everything that was involved as far as the preparation and all that. Never really asked questions about it. But, you know, heard it was a great show, and you know, I figured I'd step in and be a part of the journey.
If you were doing this in front of the live audience prior to COVID-19, how much different do you think this would be if you weren't doing it in the middle of a plague, in the middle of a pandemic?
I think it'll be the same. I mean, whether you have an audience or not, I think the same energy is there. You know that people are watching. So the nerves and the anticipation and anxiety, everything's still there for sure.
Is there anything that that you could share with us? And you know, again, we're talking about 15 years of mental preparation in the NFL, and certainly a mental preparation here, physical and mental preparation. But the rest of us that aren't professional athletes and aren't performing on Dancing with the Stars, and anything you could share with us, a little trick mentally, what to do to get yourself up, to get yourself to the point where you're not nervous going out there to perform. Anything you can kind of put in a paragraph?
Yeah, I think just visualizing everything before it happens. Visualization is a good tool that I've always used. Seeing everything before it happens, because when you go out there, then it's like second nature. You just go with the flow. You just do it, and just knowing, just becoming one with whatever you're doing, living in the moment, not knowing if there's an audience there, just blocking them out, tuning the audience out, and just being one with your partner, with your team, or what have you, and just going, just moving.
Did you get an opportunity to speak to anyone who performed on the show prior to you taking the stage?
Yeah, I did. I spoke with Josh Norman. I spoke with Rashad Jennings and Donald Driver. But, you know, the guys that people never really give you the full scope as far as details of the show. They just, they had nothing but great things to say about the show and told me it was going to be a great journey. And, just keep up the hard work and keep going.
Yeah, listen. I didn't want to cut you off there. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, but they never talked about the intricacies of learning the dance moves and or anything like that, which is pretty cool. I'm glad I was able to find out for myself and just take this journey, a total unexpected journey, which is pretty cool.
Well, listen, you've earned everything that you've ever gotten, and you're one of those guys that I've got nothing but respect for, top respect for. You just take it all very seriously, and you don't take anything for granted. And, boy, you've earned it. I'm telling you, you've earned everything that you've gotten. 15 years in the NFL is unbelievable. Is there a website or a social media site on some of the other things that you're doing, some of the philanthropy, some of the entrepreneurial efforts that you're doing? Is there anything that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I have a link on my Instagram that people can click as far as philanthropy goes, which is at VernonDavis85. But also, I want to encourage people to try Riff Cold Brewed Coffee, which is a great thing, because Riff, I don't know if you know, but Riff has been able to take the fruit of coffee after the bean comes out. They take the fruit, which pollutes the environment. I didn't know that until I learned about this company. They take the fruit and they turn it into a beverage, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Listen, that's absolutely terrific. Listen, congratulations on everything. Not only all your years in the NFL, the philanthropy that you're doing. Thank you for that. And certainly congratulations on all your entrepreneurial efforts and Dancing with the Stars. Everyone's got to vote for you. Vernon, thank you very much for being here.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
Vernon Davis has been our very special guest. And, again, all kidding aside, this guy takes it seriously. And for him to answer it like that, he's very methodical about how he's answering and how he's approaching the Dancing with the Stars. Some people, and again, the people that we've had on here have had different approaches to it. I think they've all taken it seriously. It's a tough thing. Get out there and dance. It takes talent, it takes skills. But even guys that were on there for different reasons, that were gimmicky, they took it seriously. But this man, I mean, if you look at him, he's just ripped. And to this day, and he hasn't played in a few years. And, again, 15 years in the NFL, and he's still ripped. I mean, he's ripped to shreds. So, obviously, he's working out like you wouldn't believe. He also gives a lot back, and he does wonderful philanthropy work, and he gives a lot of himself. Sounds like a great guy. First time we're talking, But it's you know, it's about Dancing with the Stars, and it's a popularity contest. And if you can, if you're watching, and you don't care who you're voting for, vote for Vernon Davis. He sounds like a great guy, and a very talented guy. And he's taking it again. He's taking it to another level. He's not just laying back and getting some quick publicity on it. He's trying. He wants this, and he's doing a great job. And by all accounts, he's very, very good at what he's doing now. But a great athlete, great tight end. 15 years in the NFL kind of says it all with the Redskins and 49ers had huge impact there. Again, Frank McKay here. Vernon Davis has been our very special guest. Vote for him on Dancing with the Stars. A lot going on there. Go to his websites, social media sites, and check him out. Vernon Davis has been our very special guest. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.